tickets, faxed them to us, just in time to get into the show. Peter could always save the day. I'm still amazed at the multitude of experiences that Peter had. You could mention any place, activity, Peter had done it all. From his around the world sailing trip to his being ordained a minister of some obscure organization and having performed over 40 wedding ceremonies. Peter's constant driving force was, what more can I do for his family, friends, and those less fortunate? We had the great fortune of being able to spend many vacations and holidays with the Weintraubs. Peter brought his enthusiasm and positive attitude to everything he did. Our four kids grew very close to Peter and love him. To this day, they still refer to him as Uncle Petey. We spent many Pesach holidays together with the Weintraubs in Palm Springs. On one of the earlier trips, Peter and I decided that we would dress up in full costume, Pharaoh and Moshe. As we walked the halls to the Seder, much to the embarrassment of Mia and Sarah, all the kids, not just our kids, were screaming and pointing at us. Even though we told each other we were doing this for our kids, it was really for us. Around 4 or 5 weeks ago, Peter and I walked to shul together on Shabbos morning. And I asked him, if he was scared. He told me he was fine, because Petey was always fine. His only concern was about Sarah and his girls. That's who Peter was, the definition of selflessness. Peter was a role model to his family and friends. He leaves behind a legacy of kindness, caring, graciousness, and giving to others. Peter, we will miss you all terribly. This is a huge void without you here. You are now in Shemayim with both of your parents, Harry and Lila. Pinchas Mer Alevi Ben Leia, your neshama should have in Leia. I love you, we'll miss you every day.